You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Your boys in the morning, hanging out, playing Rattle Off, brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. And these lines are packed. Let's talk to Jade. Jade, what are you doing this morning?
I don't know why I called. I'm terrible at this game, but I'm going to give it a go.
You'll be fine.
Oh, no.
You're going to be all right. You got a cool name, too. That's one of my favorite minerals is Jade.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's in my top five minerals.
Just I like stones myself.
Do you? I'm reading about Jade. Jade is a symbol of serenity and purity.
Serenity now, Jeremy. Serenity now.
Says if you rub jade on your body, it increases love and nurturing.
Ooh.
How about that?
Wait a minute. That's Where do I have to rub it to increase the love?
The love, you know. Yeah.
Make sure it's a collection of fancy stones, Jade?
I do.
What do you got? What's in there?
Oh, I don't know all the names of them. I just like how they look. I have like a, I just really like amethyst and all types of crystals.
That's cool.
There's a, if you ever get in your car and take the 5.5 hour drive south down to Santa Fe, right there, right off the square, the plaza in Santa Fe, there's a shop that's got the coolest collection of minerals and rocks and stones, and they've got some that are like meteorites, you know, that have come down from outer space.
Sure, sure they are.
It's a really cool store, I gotta admit.
Amethyst is an all-purpose stone.
What does that do for it? Where do I rub that?
I don't know. It helps relieve stress and anxiety in your life, and it'll remove headaches and fatigue. It's good for
Says who?
Good for your bones and joints. And it improves your skin. This is an all-around great stone.
Come on.
Can't what do you
anybody
do with it?
Just start a website
Dom,
and say these
don't
things?
Don't you tiptoe into this. Don't do it.
What are you telling me to not be the voice of reason? Is that what you're
back
saying?
Back away slowly from the magic rocks, okay? Back away slowly.
I will say that we had a former coworker of ours who gave Jeremy and me each a magic rock of some sort, and I still have mine.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I lost
I know
mine.
You threw yours away, but I've got mine.
Mine was for forgetfulness, and I lost it.
Jade, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready? Why do you think...
Let's see.
Why do you say you're not good at this game?
Well, because I listen, and I try to do it with the person, and I always fail, so we'll see. We'll see.
I wonder what kind of stone would give you more confidence.
I need to go hold it.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. And hum, you know, do some sort of chant or something.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Do a mantra holding the perfect stone. I'm romancing the stone. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Here we go. You can do this. The letter.
Okay.
I'm going to give you your letter.
You sound so irritated right now.
Come on, Jade.
Are you
Put
irritated?
On a happy face.
Are you mad at us?
I'm so mad. Just kidding. No. No.
You seem pretty chill.
I'm chilling.
All right. She's chilling. All right. Give her an easy one.
I don't get a chill vibe from you. Hey, I got to know, what do you do for a living with this attitude?
I'm super chill. I do part-time stay at home with my daughter, and then I work at Cosmic Tea, which is an awesome holistic shop that has crystals.
Well, no wonder you're all chilled in.
You're on the full circle.
You're on Magic Tea as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say to your daughter, here, I'm going to give you a cup of juice, but I'm sure you'll just spill it?
Oh, yeah. It's just a name, but it's a healing shop. It doesn't actually have tea. It's like Cosmic Tea. Get it?
Yeah.
I don't like that advertising. I'd wander into that store looking for a delicious cup of tea.
Or a t-shirt.
Right.
Or testosterone.
Why is that so funny?
It's got low T.
Where's your t-shirts at? All right, let's do this.
Okay,
you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a letter here in a second, but what I'm going to be looking for are five states that have this letter somewhere in them. It doesn't have to start with that letter. The letter just has to be anywhere within the name.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. Okay.
Whoa.
So that's easy, right?
You got this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all have 10 seconds. The letter... is tea.
Look at that.
Like we were just talking about. Five states that somewhere in them have the letter T. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Atlanta, Utah, Tennessee, Tallahassee? That's not a state.
Neither is Atlanta, actually. That's a city also.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You got your Texas and your Norths and your Souths, the Dakotas and the Carolinas.
So many.
Vermont and Kentucky.
So many.
And
you're right, Jade. You were really bad at this.
Boy, you sucked at this, Jade.
I'm so bad at this.
You shouldn't have called it all.
It's, you know, when you started with Atlanta, we had a problem to begin with.
We knew.
Yeah.
We're
like, abort, abort, abort. All right.
But I've got to say, I really enjoyed talking to you.
It's very nice meeting you.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
All right, okay, Jade. Have a great day. Bye.
Peace
you
be
too.
With
Bye.
You. Bye.
There she goes.
Gonzo.
Deneen, do you have any special crystals that bring you luck?
Not that I can think of.
Do you have any?
I do have some at the house, but.
You have some at the house?
Well, I have a salt lamp.
A salt lamp?
What's that?
That just attracts deer.
That's a salt lamp.
No.
Oh, different.
Yeah.
Salt lamp?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
You plug it in. Yeah, I don't.
What the hell is a salt lamp,
my
Deneen?
Son has a salt lamp. It's like a big chunk of salt, and there's a light bulb underneath it, and it glows like all pretty colors and stuff.
Here's a website, and the headline says, do salt lamps actually do anything, or are they just pretty?
All I know is we have to keep a plate underneath it because it, like, sweats or something.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
It gets
wet. I
was
afraid to even use it.
No, don't be afraid.
They are also sometimes referred to as Himalayan salt lamps. They are a perfect example of a wellness product with a controversial reputation.
Well, what's it supposed to do?
That's what I have. I don't know.
You don't know.
The sub-headline says, what do salt lamps supposedly do?
Thank you. What is it?
Most of the health claims made about salt lamps stem from the idea that they supposedly release negative ions into the air. Scientists have been looking into the sources, blah, 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 blah. However, studies on the potential mental and physical health benefits of negative ions found in nature have largely come up empty. In other words, they really are just
pretty. It just looks
pretty.
It looks pretty when
pretty.
It's on. That's fine. Because that in itself will make you, like, in a good mood, you know? You see it, you smile, you're happy. So it's doing something
That's
for you.
That's what all the girls say about Josh. He doesn't really do anything, but he's pretty.
He is good looking.
He really is. He's a good looking guy. Deneen, right. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah, you can do this. We were talking about this guy in the trending report just a few minutes ago. And he's made a boatload of movies. Give me five of them. Five movies with Brad Pitt. Five different movies with Mr. Brad Pitt. You can do it. Ready? And go.
I don't know any of them.
Fight Club.
What?
Fight Club.
I don't know.
Nothing.
You don't know Brad Pitt. Well, you know, that's
all right.
Fine.
He's new, you know.
Listen, we enjoyed talking to you, too.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Deneen.
Bye.
Bye. Stay salty.
She didn't get any of them.
Nothing, man.
Not a one.
It's embarrassing.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, boy.
Do you ever go by anything for short, or are you just always full Jeremiah?
Whatever you want to call me, just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, what's going to be one of those conversations, Jer?
Do you have a
luck? You know it.
Do you have a lucky charm of any sort? Anything that brings you luck?
My wife?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Is your wife a lucky charm? That's a really sweet thing to say, actually.
Hey, you know.
Oh, well.
You know.
You know.
She was pretty lucky for me, I'll tell you that.
Dom!
I hope not.
I almost said it, but then you said it, so I'm glad you said it.
Jeremiah, what do you do for a living?
I'm in cybersecurity, bud.
Ooh.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I'm going to do a shameless, horrible plug, but I just finished the latest Eric Swan spy thriller. And it'll come out either end of August or early September. But it is all about a cyber security hacker guy who's going to take down everything. It is awesome. And I interviewed one of Jeremy's very best friends because that's what he does for a living.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I got a bunch of stuff from him.
Insider info.
Yeah. Jeremiah, you can read it when it comes out and you can send me a note that says, oh, Dom, you got it all wrong.
This is all crap.
That's crap. Or not. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay.
Okay. It's all right. You got your plug in for your book.
Damn right.
You're good.
By the way, Jeremiah, Jeremy's got a children's book called Sneaky Snacks.
I do, yeah.
It's already out. You can get it today.
Go buy it now. Amazon.
Okay?
I'm on it.
There. I don't want Jeremy to get mad. If I
I'm not mad. I don't care.
So now we each got a plug in. All right. 10 seconds. Jeremiah, if you don't get this, so help me.
Oh, boy. You got to be quick, man. Are you able to be quick?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Let's get it to. Let's do it.
This was also in the trending report. 10 seconds, five places with drive-thrus.
Oh, he's got
it. Five places with drive-thrus. Ready and go.
Fast food, drive-thru movies, drive-thru bank, drive-thru teller bank. Damn.
You couldn't have just said McDonald's, Burger King,
Taco Bell. Oh,
I was thinking like categories.
No,
yeah, I understand. I saw where you were going, but it was too late. I'd already started the timer, so.
Yeah, we couldn't throw the brakes on it.
All right, guys.
Man. All right, dude.
Well, listen. Apparently, your wife is not with you because she's your good luck charm.
Yeah, she's not. I'm sitting here in the car alone. So. Oh.
Listen. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Jenny, we cannot get a winner today. What's going on?
I don't know. I think I'm going to win.
Ooh, okay. Big talker.
Do you have any fancy, schmancy, lucky crystals?
I actually have a whole collection.
You do it too, huh?
I do it too.
What's the
listen? My Serenity Station.
Your Serenity Station.
The Serenity Station. Yeah.
What's like the best overall crystal? If I were to go out today and just wanted one for just general well-being, what should I go get?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Rose is really good.
Rose.
I'm out of.
I thought that was a flower.
Yeah.
No, it's a rock, too. It's a really pretty pink color.
I've always had good luck with gold.
Yeah.
It brings love and happiness. Like, it's all good vibes.
I like love and happiness.
Sure.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's play. Jenny, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. You can do it. 10 seconds. Five dead movie stars.
Oh, come on.
Five dead movie stars. Ready and go.
Oh my God.
One. How about one?
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you told me, you promised me you were going to win.
I know. I thought I was going to. I'm so
sorry.
Right.
You'll think
don't
of 100
about it.
As soon as we hang up, you'll think of 100.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We enjoyed chatting with you, and we hope you have a thrilling day, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye bye.
Bye.
What's going on?
I don't
We can't do this much longer.
Stacy, we're running out of gas here.
I know, and I'm a little nervous. I'm 50-50. I would have gotten the first one, but not the second, the third one, but not the fourth.
Wait a minute. So what is this? Should this be one you could get or not get?
Based on the pattern, I should win.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have a lucky crystal?
Fallacy.
Do you have a lucky crystal with you to help you with this?
No, I'm more scientist. Than crystals,
nice, right on.
But my kids love geodes. They love cracking open geodes.
Didn't Reed used to collect those or something?
He might have gone through that phase.
I don't know. And there's a good rock store in Estes Park.
Is there?
Oh, so you don't have to drive all the way to Santa Fe, like I was telling people.
I always wanted a rock polisher growing up.
A lot of cool things.
I never got a rock polisher.
My kids got some, like, citrine there, and, like...
What's that supposed to do?
Amethyst. Oh, how will I know? But
citrine helps with...
constipation, right?
It helps with your flow.
Oh, okay.
When you go to pee.
You just hold on to it and then go.
They get a present.
That's so funny.
Our program director just sent us a text that says he has amethysts. He says he is a big collector of crystals and such.
Oh,
Studley Steve Marshall is into crystals?
Huh.
I'll be darned.
I don't know. You got to send me the proof that they actually do something.
I dated a crystal once.
I have not.
You haven't?
Yeah. No. I'm more science-y based like you too, Stacy. I don't know. That's all right. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready? I got to do one of them that we've already done because we're out of categories.
Go back to the first one because she said she could get that one.
Yeah, go back to the first one.
Number one. No, I'm going to give her the easiest one of all.
You can pick a different letter.
I'm going to give you the one that Jeremiah botched, but you can just name places. Five places with drive-thrus. Please, if there's a God in heaven, five places with drive-thrus. Ready and go!
Wendy's, Arby's, Krispy Kreme, The Bank, McDonald's, Wendy's, like Burger King, KFC, Taco Bell. You can pick five.
The Crystal Emporium.
Yeah, you're a
winner.
You're a winner, 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 winner. Drive-thru chicken dinner.
Good job.
Well played.
Woo-wee.
Way to go, Scientist Stacy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And
by the way, I know it's not Monday, but the highlight of my weekend was we went on a pride ride, and that was fun.
Where was that? Where'd you go?
I'm in Fort Collins, so I did it with the Fort Collins. But it was kind of all over.
Well, yeah.
People get together and make a little bike parade with rainbows and music.
I want to be in a bike parade.
I've seen all sorts of cool pride stuff going on this month, too, and a lot of people posting some really cool things. So I am glad you did that, and thank you for sharing that.
A little birdie told us, I think Mix 100 is going to be in the pride parade here in a couple weeks. So
that is absolutely
We'll have
correct.
A little float, I guess.
So come look at it.
Yep.
Stacy, not only are you a brilliant scientist, not only did you win, but we hear, Stacy, that your mom has got it going
it's
on.
It's a song!
Yes, she does. I even have a t-shirt to that effect.
As you should.
Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh is going to tell you about this prize, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
That was one of the longest games of Rattle Off in history.